Hi, I'm Jared Nichols, and this is my podcast series, The Futurist. On several occasions, I've been asked to speak to business owners and executives from a variety of industries about how to create continuous growth and ensure future relevance. But before we discuss future relevance, I always ask them the following three questions, and I pose these same questions to you, the listener, as well. Number one, what distinguishes your business from the competition? Number two, what specific needs, issues, obstacles is your business addressing? And number three, what is the unique value that you bring to your customers, your clients, making you relevant in today's market? Now, after I've heard from each person in the room, I then ask them to answer the following question. When you consider the factors that make you valuable today, how confident are you that these factors will be relevant 5, 10, or 25 years in the future? Now, the result may surprise you, but of the different groups I've spoken to, very few felt confident that the value they provide today would continue to be relevant in the future. Several of them felt that automation and technology were rapidly encroaching on both their market and their ability to distinguish themselves from the competition. One such example came from an attorney who specialized in succession and estate planning for closely held private companies. He talked about how social media, such as YouTube's how-to videos, and DIY companies like LegalZoom are changing the way that clients and prospective clients see the value that he provides. And this is but one example of the challenges businesses are facing wherein customers are valuing price and convenience over unique expertise and personal touch. Because of this, it is more important now than ever before to identify early signs of emerging shifts and changes in the business landscape. Large and once prominent organizations such as Blockbuster, Circuit City, and Borders Books either failed to see the early warning signs, or they just chose to ignore them altogether. Once you're able to identify these early signs of disruption, you have the advantage and the opportunity to get out in front of these changes, positioning yourself and your organization for continued growth and future relevance. So here's my challenge to you. Take time on a regular basis to identify early signs of change, shifts, and potential disruption outside of your industry. Then and only then can you begin to better plan for the future and what actions you need to be taking today. You've been listening to The Futurist with me, Jared Nichols. For more information, please visit my site at thejarednicholsgroup.com.